101.7 FM 710 KEO, Mike and McCarty on the Jack Spring Electric Newsmaker Hotline. Caddo Parish School Board President Don Little joining us. Don, first of all, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How are y'all?
We're doing very well. Thanks for jumping on with this. Let's set this up a little bit because at the school board meeting, you guys were discussing the 6% pay raise that school superintendent Keith Burton had proposed. And school board member Steve Umling brought up an alternative proposal offering a 7% pay raise, but capping at $5,000. And then things kind of went off the rails. Explain what happened.
Yeah, sure. And thanks for the opportunity to do this. I've got a couple of things to say. First of all, I've got a little bit of beef about the most important people in Caddo Parish. I think
the 20 most powerful men list.
I'm going to pile on. I think our superintendent impacts so many lives in this parish.
Good point.
We have 38,000 students, and he does a phenomenal job of crafting their lives and providing opportunities for them. So just wanted to get that out right at the beginning. And then second of all, before we jump into the meat of it, I do want to mention at top level, recognizing the optics were bad, we did pass a 6% across the board raise for our employees, first time since 2017. So super proud of what was done, maybe not how it was done or the optics, but I just want to recognize that fact.
Let's talk about the optics, because why was his proposal not even brought up for discussion?
Right, and that's a fair point. I want to say have a procedure, and if the procedure was followed, it would have been a recognized motion. In our parliamentary procedure, a motion is more than a member simply saying, having a thought. The member must be recognized, the motion must be made and seconded, and then the chair must repeat and state the motion before the body. And then if that step is not followed, it's not a proper motion. We also have a school board procedure where the president is required to restate the motion before it becomes properly belonging to the board. And so in this instance, our school board secretary's record did not reflect that a motion was made or a second was received. So it was an improper motion. The process, if it wasn't followed correctly, there is always the possibility that the member can simply restate a motion and bring it back correctly before the board, and that was never done.
But your attorney said it was a proper motion, and it was a proper second. Well, you disagreed with him, obviously.
Yeah, and that's probably a first since I've been on the board. I love our attorney. I respect our attorney's opinion. Where he is positioned, if you're watching the meeting, there's a lot of cacophony on that corner. And so sometimes he can hear what's going on, sometimes he cannot. And in this instance, I believe he relied upon the maker of the motion or the proposed second of the motion's version, and he stated his opinion. But in fairness, he is a member of the board. Motions are recognized by the chair. It's never my goal to abuse my position, and I think it's important to listen and value the perspective and opinion of every elected member on the board. But if a motion is not properly made, it's not properly before the board. And so when Steve Umling was just musing about raises, I redirected to our CFO, who's shaking his head in the back, because I wanted his perspective before we entered into kind of a deliberation on a potential motion. And I think that's where things sort of devolved.
Let me, as a Caddo Parish resident watching the meeting, when I heard Mr. Umling present his idea, I immediately thought, this is brilliant. This is a great compromise.
Mm-hmm.
Why did we not pump the brakes? Why did we not allow another motion to let's at least have a vote on this?
No, and I appreciate that perspective. And the thing is we have a budget session. We have two budget meetings. We have a third meeting, and all of this happened in advance. No one presented this during our budget sessions. We also, our budget discussions really begin in earnest at the beginning of the year in December. And so board members have in the past and are always welcome to bring their ideas. These things are being crafted. And so it's as if you've built a house, you put the final nail in it, and then somebody walks up to the house and they're like, you know what? I want a third floor instead of just a second floor. Mm.
Or another bathroom,
Everything's been done. And so up until that point, it's an interesting discussion, but at that point, it's almost impossible to do. And I would say that we had a third budget session that was available, but no one asked for it. I mean, that would have been maybe your last opportunity to insert an idea. Again, legislatively, he could have reintroduced it, and we could have had a discussion on it. It was not my goal to quash it. It was just done not properly in order. And Mr. Umling's been around a while. He knows that he could have reintroduced it in proper form, that I would have recognized it if it had a proper second, and then we would have discussed it and debated it. It wasn't my goal to steer it into the ditch, and I apologize that it looked that way, because that certainly wasn't how I operate. I think every member can bring a perspective, and it can be evaluated on its merits.
So looking back on it now, we're talking with Caddo Parish School Board President Don Little. Don, would there have been a better way to handle this? Could we have stopped a moment and said, let's take a step back and let's start this over, and then given Steve an opportunity to present it in a correct fashion?
You know, I think we went on recess to reset. I may have missed an opportunity because I could have invited Steve to remake a motion, but that's not ordinarily the role of a chair. Each individual member knows that they have the ability to make a motion, and when that motion can be made. We all receive the same parliamentary training, actually, from our attorney. We just voted recently on what our policy is, where the chair restates what a motion is for it to be properly on the board. And the reason we did that is just so there's clarity, because there are times when some of us, you know, look at our cell phones or we take a micro nap or days off.
it's are you watching us in this room?
including me. I've got terminal ADD. So
let me ask you this, Don, because we've honed in on that, you know, in the moment, but there are a lot of teachers who may be listening. You granted the pay raise. Tell us where we are on the stipend. Caddo's going to do a stipend regardless of what the governor's doing. Am I right about that?
Well, I can't speak on future actions. I will say that we have a motion an idea that was put forward by Yates. It has been stalled until we get clarity from the governor. We intended to do a stipend that would have answered some of the questions that I think are very valid about our lower earning members. This stipend would have actually favored them. But because the governor's executive order is out there, we want to make sure that not only do we meet the spirit of it, which I think we do and we exceed, but we actually meet the letter of the law. Because if we don't receive something other than a Facebook post from the governor, sure, who made one, we have some legal exposure. And if we do multiple stipends and a raise, we could be in budgetary trouble. So we want to make
sure. But you are planning to do one stipend and the raise. Is that, was I hearing that right?
Yes, the raise is on the books.
Right,
the raise
done.
Is going to happen in January. It is absolutely done.
Is that that's and July it, 1, isn't it?
It is.
Okay.
It is. And so that is done. That animal has left the barn.
Okay.
So what we don't want to do is to do a raise, which meets the spirit of the governor's executive order, but then be in a position where if we don't do a stipend, we're exposed to litigation.
Right.
So if we receive something from the governor's office or the attorney general saying that would give us some indemnity, we can work on some other things.
Gotcha.
Now, this is Don Little speaking with potentially four AI data centers. I know there are three on the book coming into this area. There will be some revenue that hopefully in the future will give us opportunities to do even more raises.
Right.
It's never enough. I mean, these teachers, what they endure, and not just the teachers, everyone who surrounds a student and supports a student, I just don't think you can pay them enough.
Right.
But just be patient. We're
okay.
Working on it.
Well, we're up against the clock here. Don, thank you for clarifying. We appreciate you joining us.
Yes, ma'am. Appreciate all that you do. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. We'll stay in touch. Don Little, County Parish School Board President, Mikey McCarty, 101.7 FM, 710 KEEL.
Now more breaking news and trending talk with Mike and McCarty on 101.7 FM and 710 KEEL.
I am so glad I got out yesterday and voted.
Oh, you did?
I got to. Yes. I was afraid because you can't today.
Right.
No early voting today.
Nope.
It's a holiday, Juneteenth.
Mm-hmm. Tomorrow's the last day to early vote.
So you can tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. That's
okay.
It. And then Election Day is next Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
It's creeping up.
Wow. Yeah. So I was glad I got to go vote because... Mm-hmm. There's one thing on the ballot.
It's the Senate
race.
It's
the Senate race.
Mm-hmm.
That's
and,
it.
And
one
remind
thing.
You, you're only going to be able to vote in your party. So if you think you're going to go and you can vote for Julia Letlow or for John Fleming and you're a registered Democrat, you won't be able to. You're
right.
Only going to be able to vote in the Democratic primary and vice versa. And no party, you have to declare. If you haven't already, you have to declare which party primary you want to vote in.
If you didn't vote before, you can still vote in this one.
Yes. Absolutely. Democrats will have the Democratic ballot, Republicans the Republican ballot.
Okay.
If you're no party, you'll have to sign the sheet saying which one I declare I want to be in.
And I got the same lady that I got last time I went downtown.
Oh, cool.
Erin, that's the friendliest.
Oh, that's awesome.
It is just the greatest experience.
They do a good job down there. They really do.
They do a great job. It was awesome. She was so friendly.
They're good folks. They really are. They're good folks. And they'll be open all day tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
And then that'll be it.
Yeah.
And the turnout, we've been seeing it from the Caddo clerk's office, really low.
I parked
really
right in
low.
The front.
Did you?
I parked right in the front. It may have been handicapped.
Ooh.
But it had the voting.
Okay.
And there was another space up in front of that one, a little further up, but there was a car in that one. And I said, I'm not going to be in there 30 seconds.
Yeah.
You'll
be all right.
I ran in.
Got it done. See, I've parked in the, don't tell him, I've parked in the district attorney spot.
Yes,
right on the
I
other
saw
corner,
that.
And I've taken their spot once or twice. But I'm only in there a minute.
Right.
I'm back out
right.
And I'm done. So I didn't get towed or anything. They couldn't tow me in a minute. They could put a ticket on it, but they never have. So
I know
I don't advise that.
There was an officer out front.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where he was from, but he was very nice.
Yeah, they're
very
good,
nice,
good folks.
And Is you going in to vote? And I said, yes, sir. And he said, okay, just go follow the red arrows.
Yep.
You don't even have to go through this.
They send you right around it. They sure do. It's pretty cool.
So, yeah, please go vote if you're not going to be able to on Saturday.
Absolutely.
All right. I guess we got to talk about this.
I know.
Caddo Parish Commission had a big discussion yesterday.
Mm-hmm. They got their clown car back, by the way, from the school board. So they've got it back.
Gay Pride Month.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we got to talk about it.
Yep.
Grace Ann Blake, Commissioner, joining us right after the news. 101.7 FM, 710 KEO, Mike and McCarty.
Stories of the day with Mike and McCarty on 101.7 FM and 710 KEO.
I have so many questions.
Me too.
First of all, why? Why?
Yeah.
Just why?
Mm-hmm.
I guess I have one question.
Yeah.
Maybe Grace Ann will answer.
Mm-hmm.
Caddo Parish Commissioner Grace Ann Blake going to join us right after the break. 101.7 FM. I don't even want to get into it.
Gay
I really
Pride
don't.
Month. Should we declare it?
101.7 FM, 710 KEO.
Back with more of Mike and McCarty on 101.7 FM and 710 KEO. Headphones on.
Wake up over there.
101.7 FM, 710 Kiel. Mike and McCarty on the Jack Spring Electric Newsmaker Hotline. Our dear friend, Grace Ann Blake from the Caddo Parish Commission. First of all, Grace Ann, good morning.
Good morning to you both.
I'm glad you got the clown car back from the school board. That was nice to see. Sorry.
I guess we're all taking turns.
Had to throw that out there.
Okay, so there's a huge discussion, huge vote on the Caddo Parish Commission declaring June Gay Pride Month. My first question is, why? It's already been declared Gay Pride Month. Why does the Caddo Parish Commission waste so much time on absolutely worthless, self-important resolutions? Honoring socialist politicians, honoring a month that's already been declared. Why doesn't the commission do freaking parish work?
Well, I have, since I've been on the commission, trying to do just that. I do not believe in resolutions unless they are honoring the fallen, our law enforcement officers, or for, you know, bringing up awareness for something like human trafficking. So I personally am opposed to these resolutions that are personal beliefs, that are very divisive, that, as we saw last night, the just very serious divisiveness. And so a lot of work gets pushed way in the back burner, and sometimes not at all. And our parish deserves us to focus fully on what our pillars are.
Are gay people sinners?
I think some people think so. That's not my place to sit on the horseshoe and have that judgment.
Okay.
And so that's another reason why I don't believe in this. Is I think that you're pitting people against one another to have a debate that I believe we're American citizens. 100%. For all Americans, regardless of your religion, your creed, your beliefs, I believe that we're standing under the American flag. We say the Pledge of Allegiance before every single event with the parish. And so that's what I want to honor,
okay,
is that we're Americans.
I also, if you go off into that discussion, why do we care who you have sex with?
Yeah,
why is that shoved into my face, who you have sex with, and why must I recognize it? Just shut up. Have your relationships and shut up.
Well, I think that
I'm not talking to you personally. I'm just saying overall, why are we?
I think that we are right now focusing on truthfully stuff that's just not in our preview of what we're called to do.
Okay, you voted against Gay Pride Month this year. You voted for it last year. I need you to explain what changed.
Nothing changed. You heard me say exactly the same thing. I saw somebody degrading people for her personal beliefs. And I came in today trying to stay true to who I am, what I believe in, while trying to stay for the business of Caddo Parish. And knowing that under the American flag, we all are seen, cared for, protected, and that we have laws to protect everybody. And, you know, so I was trying to bring unity under the American flag.
But if nothing changed from your vote last year when you voted yes for Gay Pride Month, why didn't you vote yes this year?
Because the core of who I am is that I don't believe we should have resolutions separating us through these divisive matters.
Thank you.
And as a woman, let me give you an example. I want to be known and recognized as Grace Ann Blake, the Caddo Parish Commissioner who fought for us to have things to grow this community, not Grace Ann, the woman commissioner. And, you know, it's 2026. There, you know, 30, 40 years ago, there might have been a different voice of me as a Republican fighting for something else. I don't know. But where I'm at now is I am fighting for us all to be seen and heard and not to separate. This wasn't gay pride to me is not recognizing a person who fought a battle. It's about an ideology that I don't agree 100% with that process. For example, we don't have a Veterans Month. We have a Veterans Day. And I think that this is, we're arguing stuff that is federal conversation, mm-hmm. not local level for me to decide your beliefs are right or wrong.
And see, and that's a great point.
For animal control. I'm here to fight for the juvenile justice programs. Like this is, we spent, I think, 2 hours on this.
Yeah.
I had to leave early because I actually went to go represent as a judge for the Hub Ministries doing something to raise money for purchased, you know, human trafficking. We are missing huge opportunities in the parish being divisive. And so what you saw from me was the same person last year. I am trying so hard to stay so true to the fact that I believe we are all protected under that American flag.
What do you say to those who will say, declaring it Gay Pride Month, it doesn't hurt anybody. Why not?
Well, I'll give you an example. There's a baseball team, and I just know little snippets of it, but the team has done their team in the gay pride colors, and then some team members put Bible verses on there. The men that are doing the Bible verses are being disparaged for them taking a stand in their belief. And I think that once again, let's play baseball. Let's all, you know, play our sport under the flag. I don't need that day to represent or a month to represent who I am. I don't believe in Women's Month. I don't believe in Black History Month. I mean, these are not.
So you're going to vote against Black History Month.
So this year I decided that we have become so divisive that I can stand up and say, I love all of my women and men, my sisters, my brothers, my friends, without declaring a month.
Okay.
I
see the point.
I don't want to have a month for women. I'm going to stand. Yes, I'm going to stand up and say, I support you, but I don't support this resolution that once again, 30 years ago, I might be having a different conversation. My mother, who fought for women's rights, literally marched and all the things, I think she now would be like, can we please come to the table and stop, you know, wearing special hats inappropriately to bring attention to ourselves and let's get work done.
Great points.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Exactly.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you. And I love everybody.
Well, thanks. Nobody loves everybody, but I get what you're saying.
I love all my brothers and sisters.
I know what you're saying. Grace Ann, thank you so much.
Thanks for your time.
Micah McCarty, 101.7 FM, 710keel.com.
Let's get back to the show with Mike and McCarty on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel.
People are commenting, let's have a straight pride month. Let's have white history month. let's just drop all of it. Let me just deep breath. I don't care what you do behind closed doors.
Me either.
I mean, I really don't.
It's your business.
I can agree with it or disagree with it, but quite frankly, I'm not going to waste my time concerned with what you're doing behind your closed doors. So don't shove it into my face.
Right.
And tell me I have to accept it and celebrate it. Again, see, you're getting me going again.
I know. You're getting worked up.
So just stop. We don't need a white straight pride. We don't need gay pride. Let's just get on with the business.
All these resolutions for me, because you do so many, they're all worthless. I have said to somebody, and I'm not gonna name which government body offered to honor me on my 40th, whatever it was, and I said, not a chance. Your resolutions are worthless to me. I'm not coming before a government body and wasting, letting you honor me and wasting your time.
I appreciate
the thought. That's wonderful. But the resolution to me now is meaningless from these government bodies because they do so many. You know, Winnie the Pooh could walk up there and they're going to give him a resolution.
It's like we are so important.
Yeah.
We're going to recognize and present this because what we think is valid and important.
Right, right.
As opposed to doing the business of the parish.
If our parish was perfect and everything was running smoothly.
Not even then, Aaron. They got
up there and they had a 2-minute meeting because they didn't have to take care of any business. You know what? Have a 20-minute meeting and have a couple of resolutions.
No, not even then. You don't even want it then. Not even then.
Just gavel in and out. We're done.
If you've gotten your business done,
everything's
move
good.
On.
Our parish is perfect. Our parish is not perfect.
I was going to say, but I don't think we're at that point.
Nope. I don't think any parish will ever be perfect.
So let's stop wasting time with these resolutions.
It was 2 hours, Mike. People got up and spoke. And before this came up, thank God they did what they did, because before this came up, they had all those kids from that singing competition. They were honoring all those kids. So those kids and their families were there. And then you had, thank goodness they did a photo op, so they took a break so all the kids could leave. So the kids didn't have to sit and listen to this nonsense. It's nonsensical. And I'm talking both sides. Both sides getting up there declaring that gay people are sinners and they're evil and blah.
Gay people are sinners.
Not in my view. I disagree.
Listen, let me finish my statement.
I'm a sinner.
Gay people are sinners. So are straight people.
Yep.
So are black people.
Yep.
So are white people.
Yep.
There was only one person who was not a sinner. There was only one that ever lived.
I'm not judging you for what you do in your bedroom. It's not my job to do that. It is not my job. If God doesn't like what you're doing, let God judge you. When you get to the pearly gates, God will say, hey, you lived an immoral life. You're going to sit around a minute.
Dr. Terrence Vinson going to join us after the news top of the hour. Teacher pay raise. He's with the Caddo Parish School Board. He's the one that kind of got into it with Don Little.
Mm-hmm.
We'll hear from him. 101.7 FM, 710 Keel, Mike and McCarty. I don't understand polygamy. Why would you want more than one wife bitching at you all the time. I have one at home and one here.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do.
Okay, 101.7 FM, 710 Kill. I know we're on.
Sorry, Dr. Vincent. We're having a little spat.
Hey, that's family talking.
Yeah. Yes, we've been together a long time.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
Dr. Terrence Vincent from the Caddo Parish School Board joining us on the Jack Spring Electric Newsmaker Hotline. Thank you, first of all, for jumping on with us this morning.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me. Thank both of you all.
You bet.
We spoke with Don Little earlier and talked about the discussion, if you will, that took place when he didn't allow Steve Umling's presentation about an alternate school teacher pay raise proposition.
Correct.
And you kind of got into it with Don Little. Tell us what happened from your perspective.
Well, again, thank you all so very much for having me on this morning. Just to provide context and a little clarification, as highlighted, our president mentioned that, for an example, that the attorney, as you all know, the attorney provided a ruling on that. Typically, as you know, that passes the eyeball test or passes muster for us to move forward in the most appropriate way. And the president mentioned that, you know, the board attorney isn't a part of the board. I just want to highlight that the president brought both of the persons into the meeting. He asked the attorney to give a ruling in addition to asking our CFO to provide comments. And so I just found it ironic that he mentioned that, but he was the individual who brought the persons into the actual procedure of the board. And so, you know, but you all, I want to just highlight some more factual things that, in addition to board member Green mentioned at the end of the meeting that Thursday, next Thursday budget meeting should probably happen because if you all go back and look around the hour and 36 minute mark, several board members still had questions about a different model, a different structure. And so I say all that to say that ultimately, I think we should have had that scheduled meeting for the Thursday that was canceled, whereby a lot of these other scenarios could have been worked out.
Dr. Vincent, let me ask you. Steve Umling tried to make a motion. I thought it was a brilliant plan. Give a 7% pay raise to all with a cap of $5,000. You seconded it. Don Little was saying that it was out of order. And I'm sitting there watching y'all, and I'm thinking, Dr. Vincent, why don't you just make the motion now yourself? Why didn't you just say, okay, I make a motion, exactly what he said. If his motion was out of order, I now make a motion. He seconds it. Y'all vote on it. Why didn't you do that?
Well, Aaron, thank you so much for that question, and I appreciate you watching. More people watch than even we know. Well, we do have there's procedural. And if you're not on the board, I couldn't just jump in and say, I want to motion that at that time. It would have been up to the next board member that was up in queue that you all don't see. Mm. You know, we have a board that illustrates you're next, you're next, you're next.
Well, get on the board. Yep. Put my name on the board then.
Well, I was, but I was after another board member who stepped up and called for the question. So, I was on there, but I just was not number one to speak at that next, you know, next. He went to the board after we came back from recess. He went to the board member who was on the board next, who simply called for the question. It was a vote. A call for the question ends debate. But, Aaron, you bring up something that's very important to note as well. Our president mentioned on yesterday that all he simply had to do was come in and ask the board member who made the motion for clarification. That's simply all he had to do because, again, the council had ruled that it was a proper motion. Now, if that makes sense. So
he said the clerk didn't hear it. So why didn't we say, can we please repeat your motion so the clerk can hear it? Why didn't that happen?
That's the most simplest way to say that's really all the president had to do was simply say, sir, can you please clarify your motion?
And Don Little did say, look, this could have been handled better. Mm-hmm. I could have done a better job. He did say that.
And I'll say that for both of us. You know, I think we both can be men. The most important thing I want to highlight right now, currently, is that I think other scenarios could have been looked at. Let's use some examples. If a teacher, because I'm looking at the salary schedules now, mm-hmm. if a teacher at the $50,000 level, that's approximately a five-year teacher, would have received, say, for an example, a $5,000 across-the-board dollar amount, all certified persons, principals, assistant principals, teachers, persons like that that are certified, at $50,000, that would have been a 10% increase versus a 6%. And so I think those things, or the scenario Mr. Umbling had mentioned, those things did not come out. In addition to that, it was stated that the board begins to work, which is just not true. The board begins to work on a budget in December. That's not true. The first time we received the budget was, I think, May 28th.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's no way for us to go through this stuff. And I like to highlight this also. The same budget we received on May 28th is pretty much the same budget that was voted on January 9th. It's very hard to move budgets and look at numbers if you don't have the scenarios right in front of you.
As I'm watching the meeting, Dr. Vincent, as a resident of Caddo Parish, my kids went to public schools here. It looked to me, and I may be wrong, Don Little may tell me I'm wrong, it looked to me like the die was cast, this was what we wanted to happen, the 6%, and we were not going to deviate from that, so we were going to steer things in that direction. As a member of the public, forget this radio show, I thought, man, the die's already cast, this is what they want, they're moving forward with that regardless. Is that a problem for you?
A huge problem. Again, if the money isn't there, Terrence Vincent has the courage, the fortitude to go to the public and say, listen, it's just the purse is not there. And you're absent, you know, you're a smart person, Aaron. And so I'll say this, just like it's always said that we would go over budget, we have to have a balanced budget, right?
Sure.
Well, my question is, where did the $13.2 million come from? I don't know that.
Right.
I don't know where the 6% $13.2 million even came from.
Well, there would have to be cuts.
Something would have to be cut.
And right, so, to allocate.
So not, yes, sir. And this isn't to come and say, listen, our administration is doing the best job they can. They're working every single day. I also want to highlight that the administration would not have been left out for a raise. My perspective is they should have received a $3,000 across-the-board raise. And, you know, that could be debatable. Mm-hmm. But they would have received a raise, right?
Sure.
And so, I'll go back to that $13.2 million. Where did it come from?
Yeah.
Because that's what's always taunted to say that, hey, we don't have the money. This is important to highlight also, and I want to field you all's questions. Yes, the scenario that I presented would have cost more. That's because I know folks are going to say that. But I needed to see it, right? I needed to ensure that extra money or this scenario would have cost more without us knowing where the 13.2 came from or any other scenario come from.
Sure.
Then how can we really, really intelligently vote on a budget? That's almost impossible. Besides doing exactly what Aaron just mentioned, just saying, okay, we trust what they're saying, and let's just vote, and we're happy that everybody got the 6%.
We're up against the clock, Dr. Vincent. I can't thank you enough. We have to do it again soon, please.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt, because there is so many scenarios we can look at. Again, I think really instead of a slope perspective, there should have been more of a bell curve where the money went to principals and folks that are serving
in the classroom.
In the classroom every day.
You
very
bet.
Good.
Thanks, Dr.
Vincent, thank you for joining
you
so us.
Mm-hmm. Enjoyed it. Thank you.
Yes,
bet.
Sir. You too. Have a great one. Mike and McCarty, 101.7 FM, 710KEEL.com.
Now more breaking news and trending talk with Mike and McCarty on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel.
Say that again, Mike.
I can't say that on the radio. Ruben will have to hit the button again. We already had to hit the button. How many times for Curtis 50 Cent Jackson yesterday?
And the thing was, you edited it.
I went and beeped everything I thought I found, but I missed a couple of them. I missed a few.
Well, you missed the big one.
A real big one.
Yeah, I did miss a real big one.
The granddaddy of them all.
I did. I missed the granddaddy of them all. And if you heard him yesterday on the show, actually, you can go listen to the podcast from yesterday, and you'll be able to hear the granddaddy of them all. Because I'm sure it's on the podcast. And that's my bad.
Jeez.
Sorry, Ruby.
That was pretty dang funny, quite frankly.
Yeah. Goodness
sakes. Just glad it wasn't me.
Mm-hmm.
I did get to vote yesterday.
Okay.
I had some running around to do, and I said, let me go. Because usually I leave here, go grab a bite to eat, and then I go to my studio, and I work until 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right.
But I was out and about, so I said, let me run by and go get that done, because today it's closed.
Yep.
No early voting today. And so, and I won't be here tomorrow. So
okay.
I had to go ahead and get it done, and I won't be here next weekend.
Ah, got you. Okay. So you've got to get it done.
And there was only, I kind of laughed, one thing on the ballot.
Yep, that's
Just one check. Doom, doom, done.
You're done. It literally takes 10 seconds. Once you show them the ID and you go into,
and they go in and the lady gets your ID and asks, are you still at this address? And yes. And prints out the little slip. You sign it. Give her the card. They insert it into the computer and you're rocking and rolling.
Good to go. The numbers have been very low, though. Very low.
I know. And that's a shame.
I'm worried about next Saturday that it's going to be so low. I don't know who wins next week. I really don't.
Who benefits from a really low turnout?
I think Fleming probably does. I think he probably does.
Really?
I may be wrong. I may be wrong. But I don't know, because she's got Trump's endorsement, and those folks are going to go out in force, too. I've reached out to Congresswoman Letlow and have not heard back.
I got a text yesterday, because we did hear from her people.
We did.
A couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, yeah, she would love to come on your show. Crickets.
I've reached out again to them and have not heard anything. So I'm going to, at this point, I'm going to send, at the same time when we get off the air today, I'm going to send an invite to Fleming and Letlow to pick a morning next week where we can spend a couple of segments and let's talk about the issues. Let's hone in on specific issues and let's not get off into the weeds and some of these other things they're fighting about. I want to know how you feel about A,
Maybe
B, and C.
Maybe we can get them on together and do a radio debate. Has anybody ever done that?
Yeah, not going to happen.
It's already done?
Not going to happen. So, again, I'll give them now, I don't want to do it on Thursday or Friday because I don't want it to be too close to the election. Typically try to steer away from that, because if you get equal time rules, you don't want to do it so late that you don't have time to make it up. But we'll reach out to both, give them the opportunity and say, hey, let me know which day is good. Give them some options, because this will be the last opportunity. And Congresswoman Letlow, I'm not sure why she's being avoiding some of these interviews that she's avoiding. I really don't understand that, but we'll see.
Well, there is that school of thought. If you're in the lead, you only have something to lose.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
Like Bill Cassidy didn't do the debate because he felt he didn't have anything to lose.
Yep. Oh, he had everything to lose.
Well, you see that now.
Right, exactly.
But
exactly.
He knew he wasn't changing anybody that had made up their minds.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't changing their minds.
You bet. Absolutely.
And he's just confirming their decisions today.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Every time he says something.
Mm-hmm.
101.7 FM, 710 Keel, Mike and McCarty.
Back with more of Mike and McCarty on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel.
I'm that dude. I'm excited that I'm getting new tires on my truck this morning.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
only because, and I got a great deal on those tires
that
I'm replacing. And it's not a commercial, but the guys at Dispino Tires are amazing.
Oh, they are. They're great. I love Clinton.
Oh, man. They're just awesome. But I was to the point where I actually was seeing cord.
Oh, not good. Not good.
I was actually seeing corn.
And you said, who get mad at me for letting my tank of gas go below a quarter?
Yeah. What are you, me?
Yeah, what are you exactly?
I know. So I'm excited. I'm getting new tires put on my truck this morning.
Very good.
So, yeah.
It's exciting. Good news for you.
I'm old.
How old is your truck, by the way?
It's a 2012, so you do the math.
Wow.
Almost 270,000.
When do you get a new one?
I love it.
How long do you go?
I'm hanging on to this. I love my truck.
You drive it into the ground.
I love it. Yeah.
Wow, that's incredible.
It's
still good shape. It still looks good. You keep it in pretty good shape. When we come back, can we talk about what's going on in the soccer world right now? Of course, this is the day, America versus Australia. It's a big day.
It's more than the soccer world.
Yes.
And it's very awesome. And Ruben had a great line that I'll share when we get back. Mm-hmm. Let's take a break because this is incredible.
It is.
101.7 FM, 710 Kiel.
Let's get back to the show with Mike and McCarty on 101.7 FM and 710 Kiel.
Okay, see, we lose perspective.
We've
lost perspective. And nobody's saying, hold on, I gotta look this up.
Mm-hmm. I went down the rabbit hole.
You have. Today. You've gone way down the rabbit hole.
Nobody's saying we don't have problems in this country.
We do.
Of course.
The folks that are visiting, they love our country.
They do.
They absolutely.
The English, the Scottish, mm-hmm. the German.
One guy says, I was born in the wrong country. America is the most beautiful country in the world.
Thank you.
I have to jump in real quick.
Oh, Chica.
Hi, Chica.
Hello.
Hi. I love your jersey.
Thank you. I was at the airport.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in DFW. And I got to meet some friends from Japan.
Ah, okay.
Okay.
I think they're from Japan.
Okay, wait. They were ordering, pointing at pictures, asking me about the food. We were at the airport.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, do you like pizza? We're at Uno's. And they couldn't, they were trying to figure out what the difference was. Like why people were getting the deep dish. When I tell you, they sat there and I was like, is it rude if I film them? Because I thought they're having this
awesome experience.
Yes. And they're having it at the airport.
Yes.
They're having it at the airport.
We're all here, that's where our great food is,
and you're
right?
Like, hey, this is the crappiest version of our food.
You think this is cool? You should hear about a place called Buc-ee's. Yeah.
Oh, they're freaking out about Buc-ee's.
Oh my gosh.
Listen to this cat. He says, Walmart, it's literally a museum.
Okay, but it is. But it is. It's really cool.
Did you see the guy that found the school bus?
Uh-uh.
A yellow school bus. He's from England. Look, I found us. It's a bus. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to go inside and see if it's like in the movies. And he opens the door. He is amazed
mm-hmm.
at a school bus.
The other thing they're going crazy about, they cannot believe we have ice dispensers at fast food restaurants.
Okay, wait. I do have to ask that question because you just came back from...
There was no ice in Greece. You ask for your soft drink and I have a cup of ice to go with it. You get 2 cubes of ice.
There's a scene in Downton Abbey. Lady Crawley's brother is in from America. Carson is down in the kitchen and goes, Mrs. Patmore, do you have any ice? And she goes, ice? What for? Well, the American seems to want it in everything he drinks.
Okay, then.
They're freaking out about our barbecue, about Buc-ee's, about all the... What else, Ruben? They're Costco,
I thought our Mexican food also was something that they were freaking out over.
Oh, there was a Japanese guy that wrote, like, it was poetic. He wrote, like, this tweet about how they get free chips and salsa.
Oh, wow.
They drop the chips and salsa on the table, and the guy says, we've done nothing to earn this.
That's crazy.
That's awesome.
That is crazy.
Okay, but now look, let's take a step back and look at the bigger picture.
Okay.
Okay, yes, they're appreciative of the things we take for granted.
Right.
But one guy said, and he's standing, he may have been standing on a beach, and he says, my country's media has been lying to me for years.
Oh, yeah, the Australian guy. Yeah.
He said, yeah, America has their problems. He says, but I've been raised to believe it is nothing but a racist, violent, blood-ridden pigsty.
Yep.
He goes, this is the most beautiful place I've ever seen in my life. The people are wonderful.
And they're raving about all the technology in our stadiums, how we've got so much in our stadiums that they're attending. I mean, they go to these stadiums that are dumps.
NFL, NFL, NFL. What's a FIFA?
FIFA. USA plays today, 2 o'clock, Australia. Huge game. Lots of watch parties in town. Find out all the details at KielNews.com.
And let me close.
Mm-hmm.
The United States is still the greatest country, barring our problems, the greatest country that has ever existed.
Absolutely.
And if you doubt that, then pack your bags and take off.
Mm-hmm.
And how long will it be before you come back?
Yep. I'm going to go to the Museum of Walmart later.
107 FM, 710 Kiel.
Now more breaking news and trending talk with Mike and McCarty on 1017 FM and 710 Kiel.
Message on the Shreveport Security Systems message board makes me laugh. Brian from Bossier said they are loving talking about the World Cup visitors from all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
Said they're loving ranch dressing.
Ranch dressing?
Can you not get ranch dressing?
Oh, I don't like, take it all with you. I don't like ranch dressing.
I do too. I like it. But I like it
absolutely
more.
Absolutely love it.
I like it more on a baked potato than a salad. I like it on a salad, but if I don't know, is it honey mustard? Is that just the
yuck
white trashiest thing?
Honey mustard on a salad?
Honey mustard, yeah.
Well,
honey mustard dressing.
So part of the reason we're getting all of this, you know, is normally when people come to the U.S., they're going to L.A., they're going to New York.
Yeah.
They catch cabs everywhere.
Sure.
And then they go home a few days later.
There's no Walmart in New York City. Yeah.
They're here for a while.
Right.
And they're traveling. Like, they're renting cars.
Right.
And they're traveling, and they're seeing all the little small towns that are in between all the big cities where these soccer matches are going on. And that's what they're seeing.
Yes.
They're seeing people on this. They're walking down the sidewalk, and everybody's walking by them saying, hey, how are you?
What's up?
Thank you.
Or, hey, you here for the games?
Actual America.
Yeah.
Got a text from Scott Musket after our last segment, and he said, awesome, awesome, awesome. Great, great job, guys. Love it, love it, love it. Nailed it on the head. We have a great country.
Yes.
We forget that. I know we're divisive right now. I know there are lots of people on both sides, but we have the best country in the world. But
Ruben brings up a great point. Where people, real people,
yes,
not the purple-haired lunatics,
mm-hmm,
go where the actual real people are.
Yes.
Exactly.
And see, this is what we're about.
And that's the problem with the country. That's 99% of us.
Yeah, thank you.
99% exactly of us are wonderful human beings. We have 1%, now I'm talking about both sides, left and right, 1% that are wackadoodles. And the problem is the wackadoodles get all the attention.
Right.
Because they're nutty.
They're the ones that get the reels on the Instagrams, and you see these loons.
I have never had FOMO in my life, and I don't care anything about soccer or any team sport for that matter.
Right.
But I wanted to be in Boston so bad, partying with the Scottish.
Oh.
And the people in Boston are begging them to stay. They're joking about putting together a petition to give them citizenship. And it's like, let them stay here. Let's do this every weekend.
And you know the best thing about that, Ruby, is that those folks are going to come back now.
They're going to come back.
Exactly.
The Tartan Army, they're like, we need to erect a statue.
Yes.
We need to commemorate this, and we need to come back every year and celebrate.
It is absolutely so fun to watch.
And the thing is, though, not just the Scottish, but all of them are going to go back to their countries and go, and this may make a difference, and go, no, 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 no. It's not all that.
Right.
It's not a blood-soaked, violent, racist pigsty.
It's not that 1% wackadoodles.
It's a beautiful country.
Yes. Just watching the English, the Japanese, and the German all discover Texas barbecue.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's so cool.
Absolutely.
USA plays, great line.
USA plays today, 2 o'clock against Australia.
We're discovering secondhand patriotism.
Secondhand patriotism.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's what it is.
I love it.
Well, me too.
There's no better way to explain it.
Yep.
Greatest country in the world. 101.7 FM, 710 KEO. Mike and McCarty in studio. Michael Sean Power from Powell from Roy's Kids. I'm sorry, it's been a morning.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a big back to school supply drive. First of all, explain a little bit for those that don't know and aren't familiar with Roy's Kids. What is this organization?
We've been doing it about 23 years. We started just on a whim. I used to do toys out of the back of my minivan when I had small kids. We'd drive around and just make little collections here and there. And then
around in a van with kids and said, come here to my van.
There was no candy involved.
Okay.
But here's the deal. My title attorney, Jeff Norris, said you really need to be a 501c or you're not going to have any credibility. So we did that about 12, 13 years ago. And in that process, we've helped about 60 to 70,000 kids with back to school and Christmas.
Mm. Nice. Roy, tell us who Roy is. I know, but you got to tell the story.
He was my brother. God, you almost got me there. He passed away on Christmas Day. Always wanted to have kids. And my best friend, who's in heaven with him now, said, you need to name it something. So he died on Christmas Day. Didn't have any kids. Roy's Kids. So I don't miss my brother. He's with me every day.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you need help for back to school. And God, believe it or not, school's like 6 weeks away. I can't believe. What are the biggest needs right now for kids?
Clear backpacks. Pretend you're taking your kids school shopping. Do that for us.
Okay.
We need everything. Kids' fees sometimes are $50. We stay away from that usually unless somebody wants to sponsor a kid. Money's always good because Kayla, who basically runs Roy's Kids, knows how to shop, and Suzanne and her, just they're ninjas.
Mm-hmm.
They're ninjas.
Everything you'd put in a backpack then.
Yes.
Colors,
yes, ma'am.
Notebooks, paper, you know, pencils, the whole shebang.
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
And how do you distribute them? What's the rule? I mean, what do you do?
We have an application process that we've been really good with. But we're not going to turn a mom down that shows up, wants a backpack for her kid, because the kids are the future.
Mm-hmm.
It's that simple.
Okay. And how do I donate?
Give me all your money. you can go to our website, royskids.org, or you can hit us on
Facebook,
or you can hit us on Venmo at Roy's Kids 2601, which is also the address, 2601 Highland. You could send some people just send school supplies right there, and just anything y'all
like. If you were to order on Amazon,
yes, sir,
and go fill out the whatever the need, and then just shoot it straight to 2601 Highland.
Absolutely, 71104.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Business owners that might be listening to you this morning, they want to, you know, everybody at the office wants to put together $10, $20 and buy a bunch of backpacks. Will you come by and pick them up?
Absolutely. We've had a lot of success with businesses at Christmas, but back to school is a little bit different sometimes because summertime is kind of messed up, but you think more about kids at Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of go back and forth, but yeah, that'd be great. We got a couple that we're working with now that have always been, they agree that the kids are the future. It's that simple.
Mm-hmm.
And talk about Amazon. The Hub Ministries did one time where they go into Amazon and set up a list. Mm-hmm. And you just go in and purchase, and then it ships automatically, too.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So have you thought about that? Is that viable, or are they still doing it? I don't even know.
Kayla, they're talking to you.
I'll have
to talk to Kayla because she's my go-to girl and stuff like that, or Suzanne. And, you know.
Okay.
But I'm not that guy, but I am.
Okay, sure.
But I am that guy. But I'm that guy. It's hard, you know. Been doing this a long time.
I almost called you Roy. I know. I hear people call you that a lot.
A lot of people call me Roy.
Michael, the kids that you're giving these backpacks to, they are local children.
Within the 318, every now and then we'll get a little far out. I think 45 miles is about as far as we've gone. We've helped some kids in Texas over the years, but we want to keep it local.
Mm-hmm. You, I see your posts on social media a lot, and I, Mike, forget this because I might get emotional about this because I, and forget, I'm going to forget he's here too, because I'll see somebody that something terrible has happened in their life. Maybe they got kicked out, they got evicted, and they've never had this kind of trouble before. This guy will get on and post a little video going, hey, I found a mom who needs help. She's a random people. You seem to just run into them everywhere that need help. What is going on with you?
All right, I'm
going
to call Brian Shadow out a little bit. He's like, why do you attract these people? I was like, no, I keep my eyes open. When I'm walking around, I'm always looking, and I see people that sometimes need a hand up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's just, I don't know.
You stop and you engage.
Absolutely. It drives my wife crazy. She's like, really? Just want to go to the grocery store, go home. I can't help myself. And I look for it. If I see somebody in a line that's struggling with what they're going to get, we finish it up. I mean, mm-hmm. what's $50 in the grand scheme of things? You helped a human being.
Yeah. What do you tell people? Because Mike and I will tell you, we know that there are people that are at street corners and people that work on those will say, no, don't give them money because they're, you know, they're just going to use it for, illicit.
It's organized.
What do you say to those folks?
I don't give them anything really. I'll feed them every now and then. If I'm in that mode or I'm just, okay. I don't do that. I want to help a hardworking single mom or dad that's struggling. That's too damn prideful to ask for any help. That's who I want to help. That's who okay. we want to help because yeah. those are the ones that need the help. They won't ask for help.
Right, right. Okay. Roy's Kids, backpack supply, school supply drive. Again, tell folks how they can donate.
You got me all emotional.
I know, sorry.
You can go online to royskids.org. You can hit us on Facebook. You can Venmo us at Roy's Kids 2601. You can mail something to 2601 Highland. Or you can reach out to me, and if I got a truck.
Mm-hmm. You find him all over Facebook. If you're shopping for your kids' school supplies, buy an extra. Just pick up an extra.
How much? Yeah, absolutely.
If you can afford it, let's do it and let's help out.
Right here in Shreveport, mm-hmm. right in the Highland neighborhood. No more bonsai trees at your location.
Yep, you got some cats.
I don't like my cats.
God. You don't?
Not a cat person.
I can fix that.
No, you can't.
I wasn't until I got married or started dating my wife, actually. Mm. I love cats now. I'm the crazy cat guy.
No.
She's a good woman.
Yes. Yeah.
Michael, thank you.
Thanks,
thank
my
you.
Friend. Appreciate it.
101.7 right. FM, 710, Keel, Mike, and McCarty.
Back to the big stories of the day with Mike and McCarty on 101.7 FM and 710, Keel.
Only one more day to early vote tomorrow, and it's not today. The polls are closed today.
Yes.
It's a federal holiday?
It's a federal holiday, Juneteenth, yes.
And but I did get a chance to go yesterday. I'm so happy.
So you got it done.
I did get it done. Cast my one ballot, one vote on the ballot.
One thing. Yeah, that's
one
it.
One thing.
Just a Senate race.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how that's going to go. I'm going to invite both of them, Letlow and Fleming, on the air next week and see if we can arrange it. Fleming would do it at a, drop of a hat.
Well,
I'm sure.
He's always been accessible, available.
Letlow has not been so. And
no,
I'm
at
not really
all.
Sure why. I don't know if she's just not as comfortable with off the cuff like interviews when I'm not going to give them the questions. I just don't do that. Every now and then I'll give people, here's a couple of the topics I'm going to cover, but I'm not going to write. I don't write out questions in advance. We don't do that.
Is she of the ilk of the politicians that think Louisiana stops south of Ellic?
No, she's from Monroe. So, yeah, she's a Monroe gal.
Oh, that's right. Northeast Louisiana. Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
we have somebody. Actually, either one of them cares a lot about North Louisiana, which is
right.
a good thing.
Yeah.
Fleming's from our area.
Fleming's from here.
He's from the Minden area.
Right.
And
Northwest Louisiana.
We would be in pretty good hands with either one of them in the Senate with regard to that North-South fight. So that's a good thing. That's a good thing. Cassidy obviously was from Baton Rouge, so that was he was not as familiar with our region. He learned about it during his last his last few years in office, but he wasn't as familiar. And he, you know, he made mistakes. He knows it now. I mean, there's no doubt about it.
Obviously, he knows it now.
Yeah. He still would stand by it, though. I think he would still stand by it.
I do wish he, because he made the statement, but we asked him directly, and he said, if you knew what I knew when I cast that vote, you would understand.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, tell me what you knew.
Right, right.
If it was so important that you voted to impeach and convict the president,
mm-hmm.
tell me what it was.
I hope one day he does that. I hope one day we hear, you know, he has told us on the air, you know, a few of the reasons, but not the details, not a whole lot of the detail about it. But I hope one day he does that, because I truly do think in the grand scheme of things, he meant well. He alienated the far right. I mean, he absolutely alienated them.
Right.
But, you know, we have to all also remember, if not for Bill Cassidy, we might still have Mary Landrieu as a senator. I mean, he beat Mary Landrieu now and got her out of office. And she was, for our area, she didn't care about, in my view, people are going to disagree with me, I could never get the woman on the phone. Ever.
Until it was too late.
Until about 2 weeks before the election.
And she saw the writing on the wall.
And she saw that it was she was out. And then she came on our radio station, to which I confronted her and said, look, I've been texting your people, emailing your people every week for a solid year. Why have you not agreed? Oh, have I been invited on your show before? Yes, ma'am. Weekly.
Yeah. Oh, and she acted like she didn't know. People didn't tell her.
She didn't know, yeah.
And mm-hmm. let me go back to what you just said, because okay. I think that's an important fact. First of all, our audience despises Bill Cassidy.
You bet.
When we announce he's coming on, we get messages, oh, I'll listen tomorrow.
I'm tuning out.
I've met him several times through here,
mm-hmm.
but you just said, you thought he did what he thought was right.
Yep.
And I agree, because when you sit down and talk to him, he's a good man.
Yes.
He's very likable.
Mm-hmm.
He's personable. But I agree. I think he does what he thinks is right. He's been good for Louisiana.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt.
He's been good for Louisiana.
He's been a strong advocate.
We forget a lot of that because of that decision
mm-hmm.
that he may never admit, but I think he regrets.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. I'm not sure if you were here when his biggest blunder on this radio station, and I'm not sure if you were here, if this was when Robert was still here. He came in to do a live interview with us
mm-hmm.
the week of the LSU-Alabama game, and he was wearing a red tie.
I was here.
And I said, you cannot go on the air wearing a red tie during LSU week.
Oh, no, wait. I may not have been.
And I said,
I've heard this.
I'm either going to cut the tie off of you with a pair of scissors, or you're going to have to change ties. And he looked at his person who was with him, and he goes, oh, my gosh, go get another tie. And he had another tie in the car. He had a purple and gold tie in the car, and they went out and got it.
Well, that doesn't sound like a blunder. That sounds like he corrected.
He realized I shouldn't be wearing red this week. Not
right?
a good idea.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a Republican red, but not this week. Not Alabama week. Get rid of the red. So we had a fun moment with that. It was fun. And he was very, you know, he was going to let me cut his tie off of him. I mean, he really was. And I thought, no, you got another tie, put it on. So that's what we did. Anyway, we had some fun moments with him. There's no doubt about it. But people wouldn't forgive him. That's
no,
for sure.
That was unforgivable
mm-hmm,
in a lot
bet.
Of people's eyes.
Yep.
We spoke earlier. Yeah, apparently we're going to dredge this back up.
You're going to get your panties in a bunch again.
I'm going to try not to. We spoke earlier to Caddo Parish Commissioner Grace Ann Blake.
Mm-hmm.
Because yesterday the commission spent, you said 2 hours?
About 2 hours, yeah.
On declaring June Gay Pride Month.
Yep.
Why?
I know.
It's already declared Gay Pride Month. nationally. Mm-hmm. We can have a whole debate on that. Right. I know Oregon's clock. We can, and we did.
But it didn't pass, by the way.
I know. Mm-hmm. I know. And she voted no.
She did.
I commend her.
She voted for it last year, though, so we got to figure out what happened.
Well, hear what she has to say in about 10 minutes. 101.7 FM, 710 Keel, Mike and McCarty.
Back with more of Mike and McCarty on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel.
Caddo Parish Commissioner Grace Sand Blake joining us right after the break, talking about the two-hour debate yesterday, wasting Caddo Parish citizens' time, 2 hours of it, you'll hear. 101.7 FM, 710 Keo, Mike and McCarty.
Back to the show with Mike and McCarty on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel.
Oh, didn't have my headphones on.
Wake up over there.
101.7 FM, 710 Keel. Mike and McCarty on the Jack Spring Electric Newsmaker Hotline. Our dear friend, Grace Ann Blake from the Caddo Parish Commission. First of all, Grace Ann, good morning.
Good morning to you both.
I'm glad you got the clown car back from the school board. That was nice to see. Sorry.
I guess we're all taking turns.
Had to throw that out there.
Okay, so there's a huge discussion, huge vote on the Caddo Parish Commission declaring June Gay Pride Month. My first question is, why? It's already been declared Gay Pride Month. Why does the Caddo Parish Commission waste so much time on absolutely worthless, self-important resolutions honoring socialist politicians, honoring a month that's already been declared? Why doesn't the commission do freaking parish work?
Well, I have, since I've been on the commission, trying to do just that. I do not believe in resolutions unless they are honoring the fallen, our law enforcement officers, or for, you know, bringing up awareness for something like human trafficking. So I personally am opposed to these resolutions that are personal beliefs, that are very divisive, that, as we saw last night, the just very serious divisiveness. And so a lot of work gets pushed way in the back burner, and sometimes not at all. And our parish deserves us to focus fully on what our pillars are.
Are gay people sinners?
I think some people think so. That's not my place to sit on the horseshoe and have that judgment. Okay. And so that's another reason why I don't believe in this, is I think that you're pitting people against one another to have a debate that I believe we're American citizens 100%. And for all Americans, regardless of your religion, your creed, your beliefs, I believe that we're standing under the American flag. We say the Pledge of Allegiance for every single event with the parish, and so that's what I want to honor. Okay. Is that we're Americans.
I also, if you go off into that discussion, why do we care who you have sex with? Yeah, why is that shoved into my face, who you have sex with, and why must I recognize it? Just shut up. Have your relationships and shut up.
Well, I think that
I'm not talking to you personally. I'm just saying overall, why are we?
I think that we are right now focusing on truthfully stuff that's just not in our preview of what we're called to do.
Okay, you voted against Gay Pride Month this year. You voted for it last year. I need you to explain what changed.
Nothing changed. You heard me say exactly the same thing. I saw somebody degrading people
for her personal beliefs. And I came in today trying to stay true to who I am, what I believe in, while trying to stay for the business of Caddo Parish and knowing that under the American flag, we all are seen, cared for, protected, and that we have laws to protect everybody. And, you know, so I was trying to bring unity under the American flag.
But if nothing changed from your vote last year when you voted yes for Gay Pride Month, why didn't you vote yes this year?
Because the core of who I am is that I don't believe we should have resolutions separating us through these divisive matters. Thank you. And as a woman, let me give you an example. I want to be known and recognized as Grace Ann Blake, the Caddo Parish Commissioner who fought for us to have things to grow this community, not Grace Ann, the woman commissioner. And, you know, it's 2026. There, you know, 30, 40 years ago, there might have been a different voice of me as a Republican fighting for something else. I don't know. But where I'm at now is I am fighting for us all to be seen and heard and not to separate. This wasn't gay pride to me is not recognizing a person who fought a battle. It's about an ideology that I don't agree 100% with that process. For example, we don't have a Veterans Month. We have a Veterans Day. And I think that this is we're arguing stuff that is federal conversation, mm-hmm. not local level for me to decide your beliefs are right or wrong.
And see, and that's a great point.
Fight for animal control. I'm here to fight for the juvenile justice programs. Like this is we spent I think 2 hours on this.
Yeah.
I had to leave early because I actually went to go represent as a judge for the Hub Ministries doing something to raise money for purchased, you know, human trafficking. We are missing huge opportunities in the parish being divisive. And so what you saw from me was the same person last year. I am trying so hard to stay so true to the fact that I believe we are all protected under that American flag.
What do you say to those who will say, declaring it Gay Pride Month, it doesn't hurt anybody. Why not?
Well, I'll give you an example. There's a baseball team, and I just know little snippets of it, but the team has done their team in the Gay Pride colors, and then some team members put Bible verses on there. The men that are doing the Bible verses are being disparaged for them taking a stand in their belief. And I think that once again, let's play baseball. Let's all, you know, play our sport under the flag. I don't need that day to represent or a month to represent who I am. I don't believe in Women's Month. I don't believe in Black History Month. I mean, these are not.
So you're going to vote against Black History Month.
So this year I decided that we have become so divisive that I can stand up and say I love all of my women and men, my sisters, my brothers, my friends, without declaring a month.
Okay.
I
see the point.
I don't want to have a month for women. I'm going to stand up and say I support you, but I don't support this resolution. That once again, 30 years ago, I might be having a different conversation. My mother, who fought for women's rights, literally marched and all the things, I think she now would be like, can we please come to the table and stop, you know, wearing special hats inappropriately to bring attention to ourselves and let's get work done.
Great points.
Thank you.
Thanks. Exactly.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you. And I love everybody.
Well, thanks. Nobody loves everybody, but I get what you're saying.
I love all my brothers and sisters.
I know what you're saying. Grace Ann, thank you so much.
Thanks for your time.
Michael McCarty, 101.7 FM, 710keel.com.
Now more breaking news and trending talk with Mike and McCarty on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel.
My truck is ready. My truck is ready.
Got some new tires.
I got new tires. I got an alignment.
I'm excited. I'm going to get out of here quick because I want to go see the USA team today. 2 o'clock. Greg Adams is here. In the grand scheme of things in the sports world, you're tuned in. How huge is this?
It's big. It's a flash in the pan. It's like a grease fire real quick. It'll be really hot right now, but in like two weeks after Team USA is eliminated, nobody will remember.
Hush up.
Okay, let's please. First of all, wrap your head around the fact that we are not the best in the world at soccer.
Okay.
We are not going to win this tournament.
Okay.
So enjoy.
Is there the slightest possibility?
There always is. There always could be some plane accident or some bus accident or somebody has
who
like
invited him in
no,
here.
Oh no.
Like it's the US is getting better at the sport.
But the people who are supposed to be good are not looking that good this year.
It's soccer. People can look terrible for 3 games in a row and score 3 goals the next game. Like it's sort of like judging a baseball player in a 162 game season over 2 weeks.
Right.
Okay. Like just because they had a match that was bad doesn't mean they're not going to hit the pitch and score 3 in the next. The issue with soccer, with us versus the world, is that in America, if you are athletic and gifted, you are going to make hundreds of millions of dollars in one of 4 other sports.
Right, right.
If you are in Uzbekistan, you have 1 sport.
Right, right.
So the funnel in America is wider, and we are never going to be better. Mm-hmm. That's why no other country in the world could ever compete with us in real football.
Yeah.
Like, it just is a thing that doesn't exist in other countries.
And only an American would say real football.
You have to differentiate because these people, they play by these. Do you know the term football, as far as American football goes, was created by Europeans?
That term
was created. The term soccer and the differentiation between football and soccer was created by Europeans.
And ironically, with American football, it's rarely the feet that are used.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's all handing off and passing and catching and
throwing. Okay, so let's shift gears. Have you gone down the rabbit hole of how much these folks are loving America?
Freddie.
They're calling it the Walmart Museum. And
Freddie is one of the best psyops I've ever seen the CIA roll out on social media. It's incredible.
Who's Freddie?
Freddie is the European who is loving America but never showing his face and is making sure that nobody knows who he is, but everything in America is great, and suddenly has attachments to like every NFL team and gets invited into every sports franchise. It sounds cool. It looks cool, but I trust it as far as I can throw the government towards Ruby Ridge.
Okay. Wow. 2 o'clock, USA, Australia. Who wins it? Both of them have had wins in their first match.
Draw.
A draw, you think?
Yeah. Nil-nil. Oh.
No, I don't want to draw. I want
Nobody
us to win.
Nobody wants a draw, but...
USA. Where are you? Where's your chant? USA.
I've got a bald eagle latex mask at home. I just ordered a USA cape. I get it. I'm in. I love it. But be real. It's like when your team is an underdog going into the Super Bowl. Like, you're still going to have the Super Bowl party, but you know in the back of your head.
The Saints are going to win it. Yeah.
Right. So just be excited, but don't get, invested.
Oh, okay. You're killing me.
Sorry.
You're killing me, Smalls.
You're killing me, Smalls.
Thank you.
Better to rip the Band-Aid off now than when you're 4 pints deep.
Oh, just enjoy it. Just enjoy it.
Get out of here. Get out of here.
Well, have a great weekend. 101.7 FM, 710 KEO.